healing is possible in me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in California, with Instant Illumination. Healing is possible in me. Well, many people have problems, and these problems are health problems or wholeness problems. These problems are problems that make it difficult to live in a particular body. The body is the temple of the living spirit, we say. To live in a particular mind, and that mind is the divine mind. And all these things are beautiful and good, but healing is possible in me. We look around us and we see the world around us and we see all of the beautiful things that are going on in the world around us. And as we look around us and see these things, we say to ourselves, "Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful to live in such a healthy body like that person has? They work out all day and they lift weights and they run track and they swim and they ride bicycle and they do all these things." And we look at all these energetic people and we say, "Man, oh man, oh man, if I spent all my time doing that, I would look like that too, but that's not my choice." And then we look at other people and they're brilliant. And we say, "My goodness, they spend their time reading books and they spend their time studying and they spend their time in academic institutions and in spiritual institutions and they're constantly uplifting their consciousness. I don't have time for that. I mean, I do have time if that is the only thing I want to do. But the thing is, how can I be a universal being? How can I have healing possible in me if I must do all these things?" Well, the healing is not necessarily possible in us. It is in us. We are the original archetypal form, source, attitude, program that is what brought us forth. Our body is the archetypal body. Our mind is the archetypal mind. And in our body is the wholeness already. And in our mind is the magnificence of its fullness right now. It's not something that is going to be, or we wish to be, or we can make it be. We might demonstrate a physical body and just work on it very diligently and have it be outstanding. We might be an Olympic a candidate, if not an Olympic contestant, and one who is very, very wonderful in it, winning bronze, gold awards of great measure. But within every being is that capacity. And it's not because they exercise, it's not because they work out, it's not because they train themselves, it's that they believe in themselves. It's only because people turn their attention to the divine in them, to the capacity they have to think of themselves as a winner, that turns them into a winner. Oh, true, they develop their bodies. Oh, true, this outer symbol seems to be there when you're in the Olympics or in any sport or any activity that calls for physical clarity. But the thing is, what is it? What is it that makes a winner? It's not his body. It's not the race. It's not anything else. What makes a winner is his attitude about himself. What makes healing is our attitude about ourselves. Now, the great minds of the universe, they're not great minds because they have studied widely and they have studied deeply and they have studied articulately. The great minds are great minds because they believe in themselves. They have a thought that comes to their mind and they think about it. And then as they think about it, they write about it. And as they write about it, people read it and they say, "My, what a great mind. What great thought this person has thought about. How wonderful that person is. How brilliant they are. What a genius they are." And that person is merely believing in themselves. As Einstein, as a young man, wrote many of his wonderful works, he was a young man and he was not particularly well schooled. In fact, he was kicked out of school. And he was kicked out of school because he was bored in school. It didn't enlighten him. It didn't challenge him. It didn't make him feel he wanted to do something. So on his own, he did these things. And many other great and wonderful scientists, on their own, they do these things. They don't shine forth their brilliance because they have studied. They shine forth their brilliance because they have let go and let the brilliance in them be able to shine forth. When you and I learn to let our brilliance shine forth, we too will be called geniuses. When you and I let our physical body demonstrate its original purity and integrity, the strength and power that we think must come from development, is there already. The woman who lifts the car from a child is certainly not developed as an Olympic candidate, an Olympic contestant to lift cars or something. She had the power within her to do it. And within each of us is that power. Within each of us is wholeness. Within each of us is healing. It's not something that we wish for, not something that we anticipate, it's not something that we desire. It's something that we are when we let go and be our divine self. Healing is possible in me because healing already exists in me as a fulfilled and a wonderful measure. And so it is for you. I love you eternally.